We are back on.
We're back in session after a break, and gave the parties an opportunity to settle. And it doesn't look like they have, so one of them will be unhappy. The assessor has the burden of proving that there are comparable sales. And every piece of land is different, and comparability is very relevant to that, is accessibility, which the appellant did a good job explaining the problems about. And with that said, Mr. Peluso is going to share a little bit more about why we're finding how we are.
Yeah, I think we had a good chance to go over all the details that were presented. And, you know, again, I think both presentations are valid and they're very reasonable. I understand where you're both coming from. With regard to, every once in a while we come across pieces of land, believe it or not, that are totally landlocked. I have sold landlocked property. I remember selling 10 acres of landlocked property out in Big Springs for 10 acres for $8,000 to a retired CHP officer who happened to, you know, butt up to it. They had an adjacent property. So on the one hand, although John said don't open this can of worms, but I'm going to. On the one hand, that 10 acres added value to that gentleman's property, but nobody else wanted it. You couldn't sell it. It was unsellable. So I think we have somewhat of a similar situation here. In the Mount Shasta or Weed area, Hammond Ranch, as you're probably well aware, there's a lot of snow out there, and really a lot of snow. So there was a couple factors. The north-facing property is going to not only get snow, but it's going to be iced up and snowed up longer than any other of the other properties, right? That's where they build ski slopes. There's just no sun, or little sun, I should say. With regard to when they subdivided this, I don't know what the rules and regulations were, but I can assure you that the fire department would never let that subdivision happen today. You can't have a safe property with a grade coming down a driveway. You'll just never get out of the property. You'll get in it, and when it's icy, you might slide your way in it. I have a little driveway with just a little grade in Mount Shasta, and I'm constantly worried about it because somebody's going to slide into my garage door. But anyway, I digress a little bit on that. But I have some experience with that. So the reason that I believe, the only reason this property was not sellable, was because of this access point. And people looked at it because it's, you know, it's a beautiful, mature 5 acres. Like, anybody would want that property. That is a very common sale here. They want wooded. And there's a lot of ways to deal with the woods, by the way, that are excellent. And you don't have to pay anybody to do it. But you might even make a little money. But it doesn't change the fact that the value of the property is really limited. And I think it was on the open and free market for a long time, with many attempts to get it sold. And I think that in this case, the board is going to take a pretty firm position that it was worth what it was paid. And that was the burden of proof would have been on the tax department to show us that other similar no access points sold for this kind of money. But this is not a good piece of real estate. And in this case, it's good for you and your property. It's great for you and your property. It's an additional piece, and it's nice, and people will like it. But by itself, it just didn't have the value.
I agree.
So a motion would be?
To vacate the additional assessment and keep it at the value that it was.
I have a question for the board.
Bill?
It appears on the application the applicant's estimated value is
$30,000.
Yeah. Is that
what you're... Yeah.
Does that work for you?
Yes, I think that's what
I
think so.
30.
I agree.
So the appellant's
request
is approved.
Yes.
Right.
Thank you.
Jim, why don't you tell this nice lady about the timber thing you talked to me about?
I am very curious.
Yeah, if we can just take a second. With regard to that wonderful timber, very mature timber, and I'm sure you have a lot of fir trees there, mm-hmm. and the fir has a really nice value, there would be two ways of dealing with that. you can hire a logging company and do a 10%. That prevents a big logging plan. And I can't remember how they refer to it, but take 10% of the trees and you can sell them. And that will clean up quite a bit. Just 10% will clean up quite a bit of and have them leave it, you know, clean. Make sure your contract is specific. The other way that you could deal with excessive trees and fire is a federal grant program called EQIP. And that's EQIP. Okay. And forgive me, I don't know what it stands for. But you can head over to the NRCS, Natural Resources Conservation Services, and ask them for an EQIP application. And they will pay a company to, or pay you, actually, but I don't know if you're ready for the challenge, to thin it to a certain number of trees per acre, and you can really clean it up that way. So those would be two excellent ways of getting that property where you want it.
Okay, so EQIP is a...
grant.
Is that a grant? Absolutely.
Federal grant.
Okay, terrific. Thank you. I appreciate
that. Yeah, so EQIP, and then even a logger could do a 10%, and you would be paid.
Okay, well, that's great information. Thank you.
Sure.
Okay.
Give me just a sec here, and we'll go on with the next one. I think you guys are finished.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. The next one on our list is appeal number 25-08. This applicant information is Cogent Communications, LLC. Mailing address 2450 North Street in Northwest, Washington, D.C. 20037 is the zip code. Property identification is not a single family dwelling that is occupied as principal place of residence. The property assessment number is 800-006-738-000. And the property type is business, personal property slash fixtures. And the information for personal property value on the roll is $205,220. And applicant's opinion of value, $19,904. This is a regular assessment, and that's the value of January 1st of the current year. The reason for filing the appeal is other. There is an attached information sheet here. Written findings of fact, no box is checked, so it doesn't say whether they are requested or not. And the application is not designated as a claim for refund. I did early on get some questions from the company whether they could do this by virtual, appearance by virtual, versus coming in person, and Mr. Carroll actually helped me a little bit with some of the legal information, you know, for the Board of Equalization. The appearance is required in person, and at this point I don't see anybody from Washington, D.C. for this appeal.
So does it just get dismissed? Do we have to request that?
I would think it would be a request.
Yes, we would request the assessor that it be dismissed pursuant to Rule 317A. The appellant must appear personally before the hearing.
So requesting dismissal?
Yes.
For non-appearance?
So I believe we agree that it can be dismissed? That was work by them for nothing.
So
I second dismissal.
Dismiss. Alrighty. I will notify them of that. Okay. The next one is 25-09, and in parentheses I have 25-05. That's an error on the clerk's side. I did unfortunately number this twice, but 2509 is the official number we're going through for this appeal. Find the right page here. Okay. This 25-09 is Wairika Properties, LLC, 9950 Coa Lane, Elk Grove, California. 95624 is their mailing address. They do have an agent, and the company is O'Connor and Associates, Randy York. And the address for them is 2200 North Loop West, Suite 310, Houston, Texas, 77018. The property is not a single-family dwelling that is occupied as a residence by the owner. The assessor's parcel number, we have 053-642-680-000. Property address of 787 Montague Road, Wairika, California. Property type is commercial/industrial. The value on the roll for the land is $1,849,074. Applicant's opinion of value, $1,571,713. Improvement/structures, value on the roll is $6,207,185. And the applicant's opinion of value for the improvements is $5,276,107. For a total value on the roll of $8,056,259. And the applicant's opinion of value, $6,847,820. This is a regular assessment. The reason for filing is decline in value. Written findings of fact are not requested, and the application is not designated as a claim for a refund. I did receive an email, actually a phone call, and then an email from O'Connor and Associates, Randy York, that she'd like to reschedule to a later date for this appeal, and essentially asking for a postponement, which I would not be able to grant. That would be something that's being brought before the board.
I think it's fine to grant that.
Did the assessor's office have a request?
The assessor's office is requesting a dismissal again based on 317A. I believe also the postponement, I'll let you rely on your counsel, requires 21 days notice before postponement.
There's the
I printed rules. Out the rule for the benefit of the Assessment Appeals Board, but a postponement may be requested not later than 21 days prior to the hearing. And so either the assessor or the applicant may have their grant of right of one-time postponement if requested not later than 21 days prior to the hearing. If under subsection C, the applicant was present to request a continuance in person, then that may be granted by the Assessment Appeals Board. And also the assessor and the applicant may enter into stipulation if the postponement was desired to be longer than 90 days. And so it could be continued on the basis of a stipulation between the parties at the hearing at the pleasure of the Assessment Appeals Board. However, we don't have the applicant here present.
So the alternative would be to dismiss.
Yes.
I did have a written stipulation prepared again. And yes, the assessor's office would again ask under Rule 317A.
Dismiss.
Second. So there it is.
And I do believe.
Yeah, that's what happened there.
And I do understand that the assessor's office did try to reach out to this appellant.
We tried to reach out. Roseanne tried to reach out several times with no response at all. Mm-hmm. There's. We haven't had any luck, and then part of what they asked for was different. I think there might have been a mistake on their application. Tried to point that out too, and they didn't respond.
Okay. So, and I again on my end, I was watching at the 21-day mark, watching for confirmation to come through, and it didn't.
Yes.
So, okay.
And assessor was prepared with a stipulation in case they showed up to enter into that in good faith.
Cool. Stipulation. Well, there it is. I think we're done. Are we not?
I think so. We went through the stipulations. Do you have the stips to sign? Okay. And then the postponements and the Withdrawal requests, those were approved earlier, so we're good there. And we do not have a findings to work on, so I think we're done.
That was withdrawn.
No. Just if you would do a motion and a second for adjournment.
Move to adjourn.
Second.
All righty. Thank you much.